Yesterday, the seemingly big news was the president rolling up his sleeve, not terribly easily, it was kind of a struggle, but rolling up his sleeve to get his booster shot that they're now suggesting a certain group of people get. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, is weighing in on this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, the president did get his booster shot live on TV, and he took some questions about vaccines, really. And he said when it comes to getting back to normal, that it would take 97 to 98% of the population. He seemed to be referring to schools, businesses, so it wasn't exactly clear, but almost 100% of the population being vaccinated. And there is a certain, a number of people. There's, according to a recent Fox News poll, about 30%, which doesn't seem like a whole lot, but about 30% saying they do not, they don't think the vaccine is safe or effective. So if you were to extrapolate that out, the president said there's some 25% of Americans who haven't gotten their first shot that seem extremely hesitant to do so. And so I guess, the message is that he would like everyone vaccinated. Now, the idea of him being able just to mandate everything, though, is probably not the way he can do certain things. But the way the Constitution is set up, there are states' rights. So this could be something that continues to be very controversial.
Interestingly enough, and no one has said this, no one has made such a bold statement, but the president and CEO of Pfizer, the first beneficiary of the boosters out there, the others to follow, we presume, but Pfizer the first, he actually said yesterday that he could foresee a return to normalcy within the next year. Nobody has said that. Nobody has made such a bold statement. We've hoped it. We've wondered. But he really stepped out and said that. What kind of reaction did he get? Do you know, Rachel?
Well, when it comes to that, I mean, this is CEO of a company, I would just really rely more on what scientists have to say, not so much the CEO of a company. That might raise some sort of suspicions and but look, I don't know what kind of reaction there really was to that. I mean, again, it's probably better to go with health officials, talking to your doctor, listening to the coronavirus task force and see how they project out a new normal or getting back to normal.
That's interesting because it was Pfizer who first suggested that everyone should be getting the booster shot and no one agreed
and now,
at first.
Yeah.
And now everyone's agreeing. Yeah. So just as a note, here's a little factoid you can work into your other reports you have to do this morning. It was 1 year ago today, the worldwide death toll from the coronavirus pandemic topped 1 million, according to a count by Johns Hopkins University, eerily involved in all of the information regarding the pandemic. But they're always there somewhere with the figures and what they say are the facts. But today is the anniversary of us hitting 1 million deaths worldwide from this coronavirus pandemic. They probably didn't know that at the White House. Would have been a good day today to get that shot, that booster with the president, and tie it together with, look at how many people died even up to a year ago when we hit 1 million.
Yeah.
And now that's why, if they're pushing it, selling it, that's why you should be getting your booster shot today. Whatever. The kids behind the scenes running the White House don't know a lot about history. They've already established that. But there you are. Get the booster. Have you had your booster? Well, you're not 65, so you don't have to worry about it. Right now it's 65.
No, I don't qualify.
You're not half of 65, probably. But be that as it may, is it too personal a question to ask if you've been vaccinated?
Oh, I don't mind at all. Yeah, I'm fully vaccinated.
Okay.
I got it in April and then the 3 weeks apart. And in my area, Pfizer was the one that was available. So that's what I got. So, yeah, I am. And You know, I'm a believer in it because of what we've seen. And I don't want to get too personal, but I just lost a relative in the South who was not vaccinated.
Sorry to hear that. Too many people have that story, which is why it's so hard to believe or imagine there are so many people still who won't get vaccinated. How many stories
well, they don't
like
trust
that?
It.
But they've seen people die because they didn't get it.
I think that the more that people, this pandemic actually touches their lives in a way that hopefully it isn't as terrible as losing somebody. But the more that you do, and if they're concerned that the shot's going to hurt you, I mean, there's a real virus out there that can hurt you. And it's not just a matter of, 97% survivability rate. There are people, if you go on a ventilator, chances are not coming off. And if you do, you could end up not having any quality of life at all. We're talking maybe being in a nursing home. And so that's the kind of message that I would want to get out there.
Yeah. Rachel, that's a good point because it isn't talked about that much. It generally becomes a life or death conversation. But the reality is, sometimes life after COVID, the problems just go on and continue. And some of them are very severe. And there isn't a lot of talk about that either.
Right.
All right, Rachel, I'm sorry for your loss. And I'm very happy for you joining us every morning to help us out. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Rachel Sutherland, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor here on the Paul W. Smith Show. It was kind of funny. Trying to roll up his sleeve. The president got his booster shot and suggested a lot of other people should get their first shot if they haven't yet. No restrictions there. Follow through.